Moncrief on News Talk.
Time to remind you once again that your home is a filthy, germ-filled hellhole, and it's amazing that you haven't been struck down by any one of a number of flesh-eating diseases, specifically kitchen sponges. Dr. Primrose Freestone is Associate Professor in Clinical Microbiology at Leicester University. Afternoon, Primrose.
Good afternoon to you.
Which is better, a cloth or a sponge?
Well, it depends on how long you actually use the cloth or the sponge. I've actually looked at the microbiology of kitchen sponges, and it has changed my use of sponges forever, quite frankly. I think probably because of the cost of a cloth versus a sponge, the sponge is the best economical investment, because what I actually learned about how quickly sponges actually become colonised by bacteria, fungi, and goodness knows what else they actually use to wash up. I use a new sponge every single day.
Oh, crikey. Is that because you can't clean a sponge?
You can't really clean a sponge. Okay, well, I actually found, because I actually was making pancakes and I used the sponge to wash up some flour sort of batter mixed up bowl. Okay, and then I actually, because I was doing some sort of kitchen sponge microbiology investigations, I then took my sponge to work and boom. Okay, I actually discovered there was 500,000 bacteria and fungi living in it from a single use.
Oh my! But say you bleach it for a night, might that make a difference?
Well, that's just it. I then got my colleagues to give me their own particular kitchen sponges, including one that had been in use for 5 months. And I actually looked at what was actually present in the sponges in terms of bacteria, fungi, something I wasn't even sure quite what it was. Yeah. Okay, before and after bleaching. Bleaching, and this was a 24-hour bleaching, we did it overnight, reduced the number of bacteria, but it didn't get rid of them. And the five-month-old sponge, which had been repeated in bleaching, well, look at it like this. It made no difference to it whatsoever. These were super-duper resistant, probably bacillus subtilis, bacteria. So the thing is, your sponges have a life of their own, and my advice is, they're not expensive. Have a new one every day. You're going to be much happier not washing up your kitchen pots and knives and forks with something that's actually full of bacteria.
Oh, God. So, but with this bacteria, because we can't avoid bacteria, and there is bacteria all around us and in us. So with the particular bacteria, with the sponge bacteria, was this now, you know, you really need to avoid this kind of bacteria?
Well, that's just that you can't, because all kitchens actually are the biggest germ spots in the house, because they have brought into them food, and the food that you and I eat and microorganisms can eat, and also fresh produce, be it fruits or vegetables, and especially vegetables, that and particularly ones in the ground, you know, things like potatoes, sweet potatoes, onions and so on, are very well colonised by all sorts of bacteria. Remember, they're out there in the wilds and anything can come into contact with them. So you've got all the bacteria and the fungi and goodness knows what from those, and also meats and other sort of perishable foods will have their own microbial content. So in short, the food that you bring in has got lots of germs in it, and it's going to be sitting in your kitchen, in your fridge, on your work surfaces. You're going to be sort of processing it, peeling it, chopping it up. And all of that actually introduces bacteria via aerosols and so on into your kitchen. And at the same time, it's important that you don't add to this microbial burden by not washing your hands properly before you actually handle food, and also after you handle food as well. And be very, very conscientious about cleaning down your work surfaces.
Yeah. So, but from what you've said then there, it sounds like just avoid them altogether. Use a cloth. Cloth is better.
I wouldn't use a cloth, no.
Oh, God. What would you use?
Because the cloth, the fact that cloths slough all over the place, and also they're more expensive than sponges. So my strong advice is, well, it really comes down to what you are doing in terms of your sponge uses, the age of your sponge, whether you use a cloth or a brush or whatever to actually clean up your pots and your surfaces. if it's healthy for you and your family, you don't come down with lots of upset stomachs or other illnesses, then probably the hygiene standards, whatever they are okay for you. But there may come a time when, you know, one of you actually gets a cancer, you're on chemotherapy, become immunocompromised. And so therefore, that's when you might need to rethink your hygiene.
Oh, yeah.
But generally speaking, if your health with what you do, then carry on doing it. But be aware, I would actually change my sponge every day.
Yeah. And how does a brush rate in all this catalogue?
Well, the problem with the brush is, one, they're quite expensive. Two, how are you going to sanitise it? And you've got microfibers within the fibres of the brush, and they can actually trap bacteria that can form biofilms that are quite hard to get rid of, because most brushes are actually sort of plastic, and it's quite hydrophobic, and bacteria like attaching to hydrophobic surfaces, and then they actually form slime communities, and they're really quite hard to get rid of. So again, you know, this might not be harmful to somebody that's got a very robust immune system, and our immune systems, believe me, evolved especially when we were living very, very unhygienic lives. Probably, you know, sharing house with the pigs and the chickens and so on. And so we can actually sort of tolerate an amazing microbial sort of burden. But, and this is a big but, not all the time. And the very old, the very young, the immunocompromised, you do have to be much more careful when it comes to hygiene, and especially kitchen and food hygiene for those individuals, because their immune systems are not as protective as perhaps yours and mine are.
Oh, gosh. Right. Well, thanks for talking to us today, Primrose. That was Dr. Primrose Freestone, Associate Professor in Clinical Microbiology at Leicester University. Just get takeaway all the time.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.